Don, are there any words that you just don't like the sound of?
Well, sure, Yael. For example, the word Monday sometimes puts me and other people off.
Yes, Don, but I'm talking about words on their own, regardless of their meaning.
Actually, I frequently heard that people dislike the word moist.
Ew, yes, that's a perfect case in point. In fact, about one-fifth of people dislike that word intrinsically. So some researchers at Oberlin and Trinity University wanted to investigate this phenomenon further.
Oh, really? And what'd they find out?
Well, from the 2,500 participants, the 20% who indicated a dislike or aversion to moist also rated it as being 23% more unpleasant as compared to those participants who weren't bothered by it. However, interestingly, the study found that people do not have the same repulsion from similar-sounding words, such as hoist or joist.
So, it's not just the sound of the word itself. I won't repeat it to spare you.
Thanks. No, context did matter because respondents reported that moist, was less repulsive when it was paired with a word like cake, as opposed to other word pairings, such as sexual references, for example.
Well, it's kind of hard to be averse to anything related to cake.
I absolutely agree. Interestingly, the researchers also found that respondents averse to the M word were also more likely to be repulsed by other words connected to bodily functions. For example, phlegm and puke. However, other words ranked as repugnant weren't necessarily in the same category. For example, luggage, crevice, and stroke.
I guess people's preferences can't always be explained.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.